GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Sheila is with us, medical doctor. And if you would like to reach his office in Springfield, set up a consultation or a meeting or an appointment with Dr. Sheila, 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. Website, normshealy.com. normshealy.com. Dr. Sheely, Jumpin' Joe Biden, the plagiarist, he's 76 years old. Why do I say that? Well, because it's true. So, class, if you want to know if Jumpin' Joe Biden is a plagiarist, just type in Joe Biden, plagiarism, or plagiarist, and you'll find that it's absolutely true. Well, Jumpin' Joe, they used to call him Jumpin' Joe because he would switch from side to side on any particular issue, and it's well believed that it's because whoever was providing the greatest revenue stream to Jumpin' Joe, that's where he would vote at that time until maybe another offer came in. So it looks like he was always looking for the best deal, Jumpin' Joe Biden. Well, his appearance has changed over the years, and it is believed by a lot of people, including plastic surgeons, that he has had cosmetic procedures done. And those cosmetic procedures are, he's had some wrinkles filled in, he's got more hair than he used to, his teeth are whiter, he's had veneers put on his teeth, and so his appearance looks a little more youthful in the eyes of many. And so more hair, less wrinkles on his face and forehead, dental veneers and so forth. So the question, Dr. Sheely, is a medical question at this point. So there are plenty of people in Hollywood who've had enhancements, enlargements, reductions, lengthening, widening, whatever it is that they've had done over the long run. I couldn't resist. Over the long run, it appears to me that people look worse than they would have looked had they not had these things done. Is that true or is it not true?
Well, it varies, obviously, with what's done. I mean, I've seen people who've had facelifts that certainly looked a lot better. But I gotta tell you that, you know, I am not in favor of, quote, elective surgery.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what I meant was the long run. So right after surgery, you know, there's some healing that has to be done. And then, yeah, they look better. But 20 years from then, do they look worse? Because I've seen so many examples of people that really look wrecked, absolutely wrecked after some of these facial procedures. And they start with one and it looks okay, and then they get another one that looks okay, and then by the third one they seem to be hooked, and by the 20th they look like an absolute disaster.
Well, you're right. It's scarring.
And yes, and that's where my question leads. Yes. So, I guess what I'm saying is, after all of these procedures, after all of the anesthetics, after all of the healing and the scarring and all that, if they are repeat offenders of body mutilation, Are they worse for wear than...
Almost certainly. Yeah, you know, one after another. Once maybe, but not for me.
And, you know, I had a... My very first girlfriend was well-endowed. She picked me. I didn't pick her. And she complained of back problems. And I'm talking like maybe 18 years old. She was complaining of back problems back then. So I'm thinking about these Hollywood women who decide that they want to be double, triple, quadruple, whatever they were before. Isn't that a concern for them too?
Well, of course.
Back problems?
Interestingly, you know that the silicone implants caused an epidemic of autoimmune disease. I actually, over 20 years ago, saw 75 women who had some form of an autoimmune, serious, like rheumatoid arthritis, because they had silicone implants, and it escaped the river, so to speak. And, I'm not a believer that you can ordinarily improve yourself with surgery, as far as beauty is concerned.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense to me for a person to say, "Listen, we've got this little vinyl bag, and we've got silicone in this vinyl bag, and we're just going to stick it right inside your chest there, and it's going to make everything look better." And how could that person not think, you know, if I'm ever in a car accident, I get slammed chest first into the steering wheel, that bag is going to hold up? How could they think that they wouldn't be harming themselves with or if they fall down the stairs, or if they slip on the ice, or whatever?
Now, you're using the operant word, or think. You're suggesting that people think about these things?
Well,
a lot of people don't think, period. That's why people Hillary Clinton got nominated for president. The non-thinkers.
Yes, yeah. You know, there's plenty of information on the internet that says that she's been rebuilt also. And since you've mentioned Hillary Clinton, I wanted to ask this. I was chatting with one of our family members of one of our instructors, and Hillary Clinton came up. And there's a rumor, and we'll leave it as a rumor right now, that she gets transfusions of blood from the very, very young. Have you heard of such a thing, Dr. Shealy, a youth formula which would be the blood of young, non-sick people?
Oh, well, I've heard it in a much worse story than you're talking about, that she actually drains the blood herself. But that's another story.
Oh, man. What are your thoughts about transfusing blood from the young, healthy people, and I'm talking about really young, like less than 10 years old, into an older person for youth?
I consider that part of insanity.
That would be, to me, that's terrorism.
There's no sane reason why you would take blood from a child.
Have you heard of this being done, or is this just a rumor that I've stumbled
across? I've heard the rumor going so far that she actually sucks the blood out herself.
Oh. Well, she sure has the face for it.
It would take more than blood to change that.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Shealy, we were at the kitchen table this weekend, and this is going to sound not nice of Vinfinelli. So we were at the kitchen table and with the family, and one of our children mentioned so-and-so is getting a divorce. And I said, well, that's terrible, you know, and that's really sad that husband and wife are getting divorced. And they both have jobs. And Mrs. Vinelli said, well, who will be getting the children. And just, it came right out of my mouth. I didn't pause to think about it. And I said, the one with the worst lawyer is going to get the children. And what I meant by that was, you know, some children today are just miserable. They're out of control. They take a lot of work. And it's more than a full-time job. It's more than a person can handle, because literally the children, these very, very young children have been spoiled to the point where they can't be dealt with. And it's not like when we were children where the parents could say, now listen, that wasn't right, and maybe spank the child. You know, now there are rules in place that parents could land in jail for being parents. Well, divorce seems to be at a really high occurrence. About 50% of marriages end in divorce. And if my computer would just cooperate a little bit. Okay, here it goes. So we've learned that 50% of marriages end in divorce. But I have some statistics that I'd like to share. And then let's talk about, is there a way that we can prevent this? Because this is destroying the fabric of the American family. So 42 to 45%, it's currently believed, of first marriages end in divorce. Now, that gets improved by the second marriage, because 60% of them end in divorce. And then for the three-time winners, 73% of third marriages end in divorce. To me, these are... Right. The article that I'm reading is from a law firm, McKinleyIrvin.com. And it says that another way to look at divorce statistics in the United States, currently 22% of women and 20% of men have been divorced in their lives. At 20 years or younger of age, 27.6% of women are divorced, and 11.7% of men at under 20 years old. I'm going to give you some more of these numbers, and it's really quite alarming what's happening. And the question is, the ultimate question is, when we get done with these statistics, is there anything we can do to prevent some of this? The disaster that's happening to the American families. We'll be right back.
Fresh Liquid Whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I'm Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Macy's to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Macy's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sheila and I are talking about, I would say this is an epidemic in the United States. That so many marriages end in divorce, roughly 42 to 45%, according to this one particular post that I'm reading about on the Internet. And it goes on to say that under 20 years old, for women, 27% end in divorce. 20 to 24 years old, 36% end in divorce. 25 to 29 years old, 16%. 30 to 34, 8.5, and 30 to 39 years old, 5.1. So the sweet spot in divorce happens to be between 20 and 24 years old for women, and the same holds true for men. Now, it goes on to say that there's one divorce every 36 seconds. That means two people are no longer married every 36 seconds in the United States. That's nearly 2,400 divorces a day, or almost 17,000 divorces per week, or almost a million divorces per year. And the average length of a first marriage that ends in divorce is 8 years. 8 years. It's amazing to me. It looks like a huge amount of mistakes are being made. And the probability of a first marriage ending in separation or divorce in the first 5 years is 20%. And it's 33% in 10 years. So within 10 years, 33% of marriages end in divorce. The average age for couples going through a divorce is 30 years old. The average person spends about 2 years thinking about divorce before taking action. And about 3 out of every 4 divorced people will remarry. And about 6% of divorced couples end up marrying each other. Dr. Shealy, that's a lot of carnage, because what was not mentioned is the children.
Right, and it's well known that any major trauma, stress, in the first 7 years of life is likely to ruin that child for life.
And the 5 states with the lowest divorce rates are Iowa, Illinois, Massachusetts, Texas, and Maryland. The states with the highest divorce rates are Arkansas, Nevada, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Alaska. An interesting thing about that is there's plenty of space in Alaska, and it's cold. Wyoming is plenty of space. Oklahoma, plenty of space. Nevada. Arkansas. Interesting. Iowa sounds to me like farmers live in Iowa and Illinois. And the divorce rate is lower there. So those are some of the statistics. And then there's some more information that says, what increases the risk of divorce? People are more likely to divorce if they are younger when they got married or moved in with their future spouse. Meaning, if they were younger when they moved in or they were younger when they got married. That makes sense to me, Dr. Shealy. How about you?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think any woman should even think about marriage till she's 23. And for men, 26.
Well, I got married at 27, and Mrs. Finelli was 27 as well. And we spent 7 years dating, which some people think is ridiculous. But my mom said to me, you know, it'd be a real benefit to, when you get married, to marry someone who can grow as you grow, and two of you grow together. And you grow as she grows. Meaning, people change. Things happen in their lives. They get jobs. They get promoted. They get whatever happens to them. But you want to make sure that you marry someone that if you aspire to achieve, that person can grow as you grow. And she was absolutely positively right that you need to consider that. We'll talk some more about this when we come back with Dr. Norm Shealy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr's appearance at a U.S. House hearing this week is now in great doubt because of a dispute with Democrats. They're planning to let staff lawyers question Barr on the Justice Department's handling of the Mueller report on Russian interference in the last election. Barr is warning he could refuse to appear if those lawyers are present. President Trump's weekend highlighted by a huge campaign-style rally that he headlines in Green Bay, Wisconsin. His spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says that huge turnout is a sign that the president's re-election bid is off to a great start.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades.
Right.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why? Keep your God, you're
take my.
When you go,
please.
For 2 seconds,
sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com, NormShealy.com. We're talking about an epidemic, in, as I believe it, of divorce in the United States of America. And so, according to this misinformation I've learned about, that the younger people are when they get married or move in with their future spouse, the more likely divorce is. And the more of your coworkers who are the opposite sex, the higher risk of divorce. So if you work with, if you're a guy and you work with more women than guys, you're more likely to get divorced than if you don't. And the same is true for women who work mostly with guys. And I've seen that. I've seen that in families that have come apart. women that work with mostly guys and guys that work mostly with women. And then here's something that's kind of interesting. If you live in an area with a high concentration of conservative or evangelical Protestants, there's a higher concentration of divorce. Have you heard of that, evangelical Protestants, Dr. Sheila?
I had not heard of that. I thought they were so pure, didn't they? I'm a little skeptical about that whole business.
Yeah, me too. Having friends or family members or coworkers who are recently divorced seems to encourage more divorce. And then here's an interesting one, and this makes sense to me. Higher spending on both the engagement and wedding ring has been linked to shorter marriage durations.
Wow.
Well, you know, when Mrs. Finelli and I were getting married, prior to getting married, we did not have an engagement party or anything like that. We just decided that we were going to get married, and I asked Mrs. Finelli's father if I could have his permission to marry her, and reluctantly, he said, it was probably reluctantly, he said yes. I asked Mrs. Finelli if she would rather have an engagement ring or another room in the house we were going to buy. I literally said that. I said, the engagement ring is something that, you know, will be yours, but would you rather have a larger house, buy one more room? And she said that was easy, and she said, I'd rather have the larger room. So, after all these years of marriage, I have never bought Mrs. Finelli an engagement ring. And she did get that larger house, but she did not get the engagement ring. So, you know, we were very careful with money even before we got married. We had goals, and they were that each one of us would have finished our education, which at that time was a master's degree. Each one of us would have a good, stable job, no debt, and $10,000 in the bank each. Those were the things that I said before we get married. These are things that I think we should do. She agreed. She accomplished all of those and said, okay, either you marry me by the time I'm 27 or I'll find somebody else. And that's...
I do think it's exquisitely important to discuss in depth values and you know, your basic beliefs and have them compatible before you get married. Charity and I spent 6 months, every date was just discussing our social values and what we would do if this and this and this and this. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the wisest decision I ever made in my life. Mm-hmm. And I was 26 when we got married.
Yeah, and we were 27. So, Dr. Sheila, as you were going through this process, did you look at the socioeconomic position that your future wife was coming from in relation to yours? Meaning that if she grew up in the same economic status, the same value status, the same outlook status, the same overall outlook on the world, that were you trying to assess if that was the same as yours, as I did?
But when we talk about values, the social values in its broadest sense, mm-hmm. Not just economics, but beliefs. And in fact, we also had an agreement. We would not start a family until we'd be married one full year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And I think that is very, very important. And I can tell you that having one child when you're first married really changes everything. And having two children is not just a little bit more difficult. It's five times more difficult.
Right.
And having a third child is probably another five times more difficult, because when you're first married, you know, the two of you are in wedded bliss and you can go places and do things and you don't have to check with anybody because many times you're on your own. But when you have a child, all that changes. Getting ready to go somewhere now takes an hour. You know, where it might take, ready to go, let's go. it could be that fast before the child, but when you have a newborn, it's like a 1 hour process getting ready to go. And it says in this particular article, not marrying someone close to your own age increases your risk of divorce. It makes sense to me. How about you, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, okay. Absolutely. Values come with maturity.
Okay.
And both parties need to be mature enough to undergo. Okay, and I think 23 is the youngest a woman should get married and 26 a man. And that's just my own social belief system. Look at over the last 80 years.
Well, your thoughts and opinions and beliefs are right in concert with what I have read. And it says that people who wait to marry or cohabitate until they're over the age of 23, which is what you mentioned, are less likely to get divorced. You at 26 and Mrs. Finelli and I at 27. If you've attended college, your risk of divorce decreases by 13%. I believe that too.
Oh, because, absolutely.
And I think there are a couple of reasons why. One reason is you're older if you have attended college and if you have not gotten married before the end of college. That's one thing. The other thing is college, to me, has increased my awareness of things. It taught me to look at a lot of things in a lot of different ways. So I think that that helps. Any thoughts on that, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. Again, it's part of growing up and maturing.
Mm-hmm.
And very few people are mature at age 18, to say the least.
And one of the things that you mentioned was, you didn't use the word turmoil, but if your parents are happily married, your risk of divorce decreases by 14%. So if you're not surrounded by turmoil in your household when you're growing up, you're less likely to get divorced. Makes sense to me.
Oh, absolutely. Common sense is common sense. Unfortunately,
and
it's too uncommon.
Yeah. And here is here's some statistics on divorce and children. 16% of children are living in what's called a blended family. And a blended family is a household with a step-parent, a step-sibling, or half-sister. So 16% of children are living in a blended family. And what you mentioned, the negative effects of caused by divorce on children, anger and anxiety and shock, are typically resolved by the second year after the divorce, with the minority of children taking longer to adjust. High conflict parents during divorce results in children experiencing more difficulty adjusting to post-divorce. High conflict parents. So it seems that there's a direct correlation with divorce when you're growing up and divorce in your family. Mothers are primarily the residential parent after the divorce in 5 out of 6 cases. So most of the time, mom gets the children. Now, here's some interesting information on social media and divorce. Now, I believe that social media is a great, great contributor toward divorce. 1 in 3 divorces start as an online affair. 25% of couples fight about Facebook at least once a week. 25% of couples fight about Facebook once a week. Mark Zuckerberg is destroying the United States of America from within the family. 1 in 7 married partners have contemplated divorce because of their partner's social media activity. Mark Zuckerberg, you're to blame. 1 in 5 feel uneasy about their relationship after discovering something on their partner's Facebook account. Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook is the number one source for online divorce evidence. 81% of divorce attorneys have used or encountered evidence obtained from social media. 81% of divorce attorneys have used evidence from social media. And 14% of adults say they look through their partner's social media accounts for evidence of infidelity. So there it is. The Facebook and other social media, I think, is enemy number one of marriage. George in New Hampshire, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. Hi, Dr. Shilley. All right, just wanted to weigh in. Good morning. I just have one question. Are you blissed? I can't resist. I'm sorry. No, I wanted to weigh in on the marriage thing where I think the community has a lot to do with it, too, because you know and I know. Now, when I speak to you, gentlemen, I'm of the same persuasion. I respect marriage vows, whether it's someone else's or my own, and I know you do, too. And there are people, though, who it does not matter if a man or woman is married. If they decide to go after that person to get them involved romantically, they don't seem to have any kind of built-in reservations about breaking marriage vows.
Don't they have a tool called the peacemaker? We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, the original pacemaker was designed in 1873, and it was a production item in 1872, and became a production item in 1873. It was chambered in 44 caliber. Ultimately, they became the 45 caliber, and it's known as the Long Colt. That was the original pacemaker. Georgia, New Hampshire, please continue.
Well, I say, the other thing is that with marriage, they really should teach classes in school. Instead of encouraging perversion, they should be teaching classes to children of how to understand the opposite sex, how to, make a home life, what to expect, have married couples come in and give a talk to the young people and explain to them different things about marriage. So at least they're somewhat familiar about things. And like I said, if you want to operate a car, you have to, go through a process where you take tests, you familiarize, you're taken out on the road, and you either pass or fail. But with marriage, it's like you buy the license, you get a blood test, but, outside of having an intact home, a lot of children don't have that anymore, where they get to see two people, a man and a woman, in a home, basically interacting, working things out, going through daily routines and also daily struggles. But I think most people don't really comprehend the magnitude and the gravity of that 24/7 relationship called a marriage.
George, you are speaking the most common sense in the world. My wife and I, for the first 5 years of our marriage, actually taught classes at a local church about, getting married. How to get married or stay married.
Huh? I remember
interesting,
the
interesting thing.
Sorry.
I'd like to share very quickly. So Mrs. Finelli and I were looking to buy a property, and it was 241 acres. And the realtor had been showing us all over Missouri. He became a USA Prepares instructor, ultimately. And I said to him, his name is Roger Douglas, I said, Roger, we've been in your truck all day, not once. And we came from Virginia. We never met him before. And I said, Roger, you didn't ask us to fill out any forms about what we're looking for, our income, our jobs, our savings. You haven't asked us anything, not one question about our finances. And he said, well, I already did that. And I said, no, when? And he said, well, remember when you guys were in the car? And I said, and I turned around. And I said, so how long Yin's been married? And we told him how long we'd been married. And he said, that's all he needed to know. Because he said if we had been married three or four times, he knew that we couldn't afford the property because we'd be saddled with all these expenses.
Very true. I find divorce and Yin's industry. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And the word Yin's is abbreviated for Yuen's, which is like use guys. Which is like y'all, but here in Missouri, it's Yin's, or Ewan's. You know, there have been some pretty fast marriages, and in the celebrity circuit, Eddie Murphy and Tracy Edmonds were married for 2 weeks. Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries were married for 72 days, and Michael Jackson and Lisa Marie Presley were married for 9 months. That's pretty short. I mean, all that is ridiculously short. And it could have been avoided by paying attention in the first place to the things that George and Dr. Shuley have been talking about.
You know what I think, too? I think soap operas had played a role in the culture change where, you know, I can remember growing up, my mother would watch, I believe in the 50s, there were like 15-minute episodes of a soap opera. Then it increased to a half hour and so on. But they started realizing, I think, when they, you know, I saw some foreign countries that have soap operas, but they were more family-oriented. But the American soap operas became like a war zone where this one was breaking up with this one was sleeping with this one's husband, and so on and so forth. And I think when you invite it into your home, and it's right there in your living room, I think it's a not-so-subtle programming.
Absolutely.
Right
very
on.
Well said, George.
Right on.
Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us. See you next week. George,
okay.
Always
God
wonderful
bless.
Hearing from you.
Thank you. Same here.
God bless.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.